Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look, man, I told Sneeko this. Assume every girl's a whore unless she proves otherwise.
Shows you how dangerous bad relationship advice is.
Bro, look at me, bro. I'm not going to find a normal girl like that likes me.
You're absolutely wrong. You can get anybody. Stephen Hawkins looked like somebody threw him in a wood chipper. He had a wife and cheated on his wife to get another wife, right? I think it's over. It's over. It's not you. It's me.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
There's a lot of people who are making a lot of money and getting massive amounts of hits, and they are giving out bad information, Dante. And that's the thing that you and I fight against all the time. And it's going to create a lot more problems as this young generation gets older. They're getting all this wrong info. And here's an example. One of your favorites, Fresh and Fit, Dante. I picked this particular clip because I think it shows you how dangerous bad relationship advice is.
Because
we were talking outside about how she was crying, and what'd you say?
Oh yeah. So what I said was, a woman's tears are only legit when she cries by herself. When she's crying in front of other people, 9 out of 10 times, it's to garner some type of emotion or get some type of reaction out of you for her favor. Because you got to remember that women are physically inferior to men. So they have to use emotional manipulation to get you to do things. They make you feel bad.
She
oh my
is
God.
Extremely manipulative.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. We got to break down what aspects of it are accurate and what's not accurate. Do women use emotional manipulation at times? Yeah. But if a woman is crying so often that you have to go 9 times out of 10, she's lying about it. That's not accurate.
First of all, the assumption that you have to make to just snatch that unverifiable statistic out of the sky and tout it as truth is ridiculous. It's absurd. Yes, are there broken, manipulative women who use tears as a way to control? Absolutely. Are there women who are hypersensitive that cry often? Absolutely. Who are not manipulative? Some that are manipulative that is not manipulative. And when don't get me wrong. There are generalities that you can make, but the absurdness, the first and foremost, if this kid is going, she is very manipulative. Her manipulation has less to do about tears and more to do with either her selfishness to control the situation, his weakness to allow it, or the fact that she's broken and she's under a high level of trauma, and the fact that you're allowing this to happen. So I totally get how when women are using, you know, and then he says, so it even triggered me when he said that women are physically inferior. Now, women are physically inferior. I guess what he's talking about is the physicality of strength. Yes, that is true. But when you say it in the context of what he's saying, it's almost like he's saying that women have a lesser of value, which is interesting because in the next breath, what they're talking about is the manipulation of men, which if you're manipulating something, if you have the ability to manipulate somebody, then you're not inferior, are you?
No.
If you can get somebody who's bigger and stronger to do what you want them to do, then, but I also understand that might be emotionally, then are we saying that men are emotionally inferior? but in the situation.
Yeah, the thing that he's creating, though, is this notion that all women are liars, all women are bitches, they're all whores, except 9 out of 10 women are bitches and whores and liars, and they can't be trusted. And so,
and that's anecdotal, and that has a lot to do with him, the fact that they lie to him and they don't see him as credible. That they, because a woman will lie to him and not lie to somebody else.
Yeah, so his thing is his bad experiences he's throwing on everybody else. Listen, 9 times out of 10, a woman's going to leave the hotel room with your wallet and your passport. Like, no, bro, that's a thing that happened to
that's
you.
That's you thing.
9 times out of 10, women are going to yell at you for peeing on the toilet seat. Like, what? Bro, that's a specific thing. That's a you thing.
9 times out of 10, if you come 10 minutes late, your girl will punch you in the face. No, that's you.
That's you.
That's a you thing, bro. And the fact that he has this authority because guys are too dumb. First of all, that kid is young as shit. Second, you know who he reminds me of, right? That kid?
Who is
reminds
that?
Me of Sneeko when I first met Sneeko. And Sneeko was big, had big eyes like a puppy before he leaned into all the toxicity and all the rest of it.
He became poison too. Yeah, he became poison too. You know, but the whole nature of it is, so now anytime a woman is crying, you are to assume that she's lying and being manipulative, right? That's not going to make for a healthy...
Fuck that your grandmother died.
Right.
Stop trying to manipulate me. Yeah. Fuck that your dad died.
Yeah. Sorry that you had a hard day at work, but you're lying and you're being manipulative. And this is the problem is now this guy goes into this assuming that he can't trust anybody in any type of relationship. Yeah.
So they have to use emotional manipulation to get you to do things. They make you feel bad.
She
oh my
is
God.
Extremely, extremely manipulative.
Yeah, that's their power, bro, is being able to manipulate you through emotions and them crying and stuff like that. But the reality is that 99% of the times when they're crying in front of people, it's not legit. They get the crocodile tears to make you feel bad.
No, you gotta understand. She was crying and then she went outside and she was like sobbing, screaming, like, ah!
Yeah.
She's like,
yeah, bro, it's all for attention. And like I said before,
no, I think she's genuine though.
No, absolutely not.
You gotta understand, no girl's ever like done what she did for me. She was going with me, like, we went to.
How does he know that she's genuine or she's not genuine? Like, how can she? That he has no idea what the circumstances are. If this is the mentality of somebody who has nothing to offer. Doesn't think, and the only thing you think, you got to understand that this is definitely a reflection of his lack of self-esteem with his Lamborghini and everything else. Because, man, give me a break, dog. This is a you thing. This is a you thing. Do people lie? All people lie. But to say that every woman that when she cries in public,
99%.
So ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I know women that are so sensitive. I mean, they'll watch a cartoon and cry. I mean, as if I know guys who will watch a good cartoon, will watch Oyella and cry. Does this to make these broad based? And don't get me wrong. There are absolutely women who manipulate situations emotionally with tears and so on, but you can't just say make a statement that the statement assigned you assign that statement alone to everything and everybody, and then it's a cure-all do-all.
Ask yourself this: if you weren't neon, would she still fuck with you?
I don't know.
The answer is no. A profound no.
You know for a fact? You haven't even met her.
She's an OnlyFans, bro, and she's an influencer. That's all I need to know.
Damn. I'm not going to argue with that. Now, when he talks about her being an OnlyFans and her clout chasing, and this is all part of her clout chasing. Now what you're doing is we're going, okay, she cries all the time. She cries in public. She over-exaggerates the emotional response to something. She's an OnlyFans person. Clearly, Neon is not that dude is not a smooth dude. He's definitely somebody that fucks with him is absolutely clout chasing, especially some young girl who's. But what I'm saying is, when you talk about
relationship advice, applying it to everything, separating her as an OnlyFans girl or as somebody who does whatever, right, who's a right. social media expert.
And don't get me wrong, she could be OnlyFans and still be sincere, but it is a thing that you got to go, what about somebody makes somebody want to show their body for clout and doesn't even, and they, you know, clearly the girl is young because he's a young dude. And this is something that when you get, as you get older and you're more mature, you regret this stuff. Or you don't regret it because you don't evolve and know that you have minimalized your value to just your body and the expectation of your body. But the fact that he's giving these, oh, this is so annoying. This makes me so angry. The fact that he is literally talking about this as if he's some kind of guru. And this is the dude that was on the sugar daddy sites trying to get fast forward.
You know, that's what I was going to say is he's that's what we found out about the guy, allegedly, that he's doing the sugar daddy sites. And that's tricking. That's getting tricked. That's paying for it. Just stop. Stop pretending you're a player.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you love what we're doing here, go to patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at patreon.com/manschool202.
Like, that's what girls do. Like, their job is to come in and extract resources from men. But, I mean, bro, don't commit to girls that are on OnlyFans, bro, or OnlyFans, this recreational use only. I'm not saying not to deal with them, but you just don't take them seriously.
I'm a virgin. I swear to God, wallahi.
No, that's fine that you're a virgin, but like, bro, you hung out with the OF?
Oh, she's texting me. Oh, she's calling me.
She ain't, you fucking liar.
I swear to God, she is.
You should get Maya to talk to her.
No, you don't want to?
Bro, I don't need to talk to she 304, man.
Tell her the truth.
That's not.
Why is she calling me? This is awkward. All right, don't answer.
No, man.
All right. I don't want to put you in a weird position.
No, dude.
Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
He's out of his league. This girl is hotter than he thinks he deserves. And even though he's a famous content creator, it has put him in the game, and he doesn't have the credentials to be in that game. And it's just absurd. This breaks my heart. Yeah. This kid is like dealing with the OnlyFans. So in other words, she's either fucking dudes or fucking herself on camera, but she's not fucking him. But he's literally calling, this is my girl. That boggles my freaking mind. I'm losing my mind that you would say that this is your girl, and it's insane.
Yeah,
but, you know he's giving up dough.
Oh yeah, there's no way he's not losing on the end of this deal. There's no way she's spending time with him and not getting something out of it financially or whatever. Especially she's not fucking him, and he's still calling her his girlfriend. But he's in a fucked up position. He's a nerd who somehow got clout, and it's a dangerous thing for him. The problem, he doesn't even bother me that much. He doesn't know any better. The problem is fucking Myron giving out this relationship advice that is going to lead him down a path of destruction, like to potential, I can't even say the word here, but unlifing himself, because he's going to be in a situation where he doesn't know what to do, and it's going to create problems. And this is a young guy, and how many of these fucking guys are listening to these dudes? How many of them?
And
are
seems
listening?
Like a nice kid. Seems like in general, seems like a nice kid.
Right, but he's not gonna be by the time they're done with him. Just kind of like Sneeko seemed like a nice kid, and by the time it was done, he was just his soul was just darkened.
I'm gonna be honest though, bro. Look at me, bro. I'm not gonna find a normal girl like that likes me.
Well, that's why you gotta stop.
Look at me.
Yeah.
That's just sad. It's sad.
Bro, you got to understand that girl game is selling you purity. That's what girls do. They sell you purity. I'm a good girl. I'm an angel. I don't do that.
She told me she's celibate for a year. That's not true?
Bro, a girl's never not fucking somebody, bro.
That's not true at all. A girl's never not fucking somebody.
First of all, here's what she's not fucking. She's not fucking Neon. She's definitely not fucking him. Probably won't fuck him. But that don't mean she's not fucking nobody. And I know girls that have gone on years of celibacy. It's just these generalizations that he's making. Look, is he probably right? Like, if this is an OnlyFans chick, is she probably fucking some? Probably. Is there somebody else? Probably. But I say that. That's evident to me because he says, bro, look at me. Look at me. I'm never going to get a girl like that. You're absolutely wrong. You can get anybody. Stephen Hawkins is a look like somebody threw him in a wood chipper. And he had a wife and cheated on his wife to get another wife, right? I think it's over. It's over. It's not you, it's me.
19, you don't know better. That's why it's very important to get experience with girls so you can figure out the Decepticons.
Okay, but tonight we're going to a bunch of whores too, so is that not the option?
What do you mean?
Like we're gonna the Nelk people set up for me and Sneeko.
Great.
But I want to find a real girl that I can, you know, like love and bring on stream.
Bro, look, man, I told Sneeko this. Assume every girl's a whore unless she proves otherwise.
So talk to them off camera.
What? Assume every girl is a whore until she proves otherwise. And
I guess every guy's a whore as well. I don't even know. What do you say to that?
And then
you wonder why we have a
school shooters fucking, yeah.
This is so ridiculous. This is so irresponsible to not even give the nuance of this discussion. Yes, all of those things could be true. Sure, he's 19 years old. Sure, he's a nerd. Again, he's expected to, he does have to get out and have to get experience, but he needs to see. This is Black Phillip from 2006, where just raw anger. These hoes ain't loyal. This, that, da, da, dee, da, da. So is your mama. Your mama ain't loyal. And especially you get people like a lot of Muslim countries, a lot of Indian countries where the expression of women is so subdued that they have no game because they never had to attract a woman on a social basis. A lot of them arrange marriages and this is duty and religion. I mean, you got guys, you got cornballs in Seattle who are Mormons who have 3, 4, 5 wives. They got no game at all because the society, the culture allows polyamory and polygamy and so on and so forth. So in Utah, so it becomes part of the culture. So dudes who can't even maintain these multiple relationships have an opportunity to it because the agency of whatever's overwatching says that this is okay and that there are guidelines to this. To the same token, when you have women who come from suppressive Muslim countries or suppressive Hindu and Muslims countries or suppressive Catholic countries, religious prudes across the board, and then all of a sudden they have freedom to make their decisions the way they want, which I believe is an absolute important aspect of society, is the respect of women and the respect of giving women an equal opportunity. There's this Black woman who just created a cure for cancer using nanobots, where they don't even do chemotherapy. They send inject the nanobots into your body and it goes right to the cancer cells. Like, this is a woman who has contributed to the health of the world.
Probably a whore. Probably a whore.
Yeah.
She's crying.
Probably a whore.
She's crying. Probably a whore. You know what this is?
Got all these fans.
Here's what this is. This is, Myron is not a relationship expert. Fresh and Fit, they're conspiracy theorists. Because what happens is when you get burned, right? When you get burned, when you get hurt, when you fail at relationships time and time again, it's not you. It's the women. They're the cheaters. They're the liars. It's not me. It's not that I don't have any game. It's not that I don't have any skill. It's not that I don't have any compassion or ability to discern.
It's not that I have not communicated the fact that I feel that I'm worthless and I'm fronting and she saw through it. Don't get me wrong. Some girls are whores. Yeah. Some girls are deceptive. Some girls are manipulative. And even the ones that are, they're manipulative to specific guys, and other guys, they're not, depending on. So this is the thing about years ago, Patrice and I used to talk about bunnies, bears, and deer, bunnies, deers, and bears. Like, we had a category of each one, which was just absurd, because what you really understand is that people respond to different situations and different things because there's a chemistry between the two people. So the same nonsense that Kevin Samuels was talking about, how it this is the one thing, or emotions are messy. It is all messy.
Let me ask you,
insecurity,
this,
trauma.
We've talked about, because you have talked about the three forms of manipulation, right?
Yeah.
So how do you parcel that with what we're talking about here? And what is the difference? What is the nuance? Because
the nuance is that I think when you are the best, and I only can talk about it in terms of what I, well, it's funny because I just had this conversation with a young lady. My job is to present in the best way that I can present. The punishment is not me being manipulative. It is not me being abusive. It is not the punishment is that I remove myself from your life. That because I'm authentic, I'm credible, and I'm empathetic, and I want you, just in general, I want people around me to win. I want people to be better. I want people to grow. And I want to be sort of the facilitator of that. But what happens is, if that is my focus, and all of a sudden you have crossed boundaries that I'm uncomfortable with, I don't gotta put hands on you. All I need to do is just remove myself from your life. That is there's guys who have called up when we do the lives. Every guy that calls up, man, you changed my life. You changed my life. What if I hadn't? What if I didn't put content up? What if I didn't speak freely? What if I didn't share the things that I've gone through myself, the mistakes that I've made? Then what if I hadn't done that?
And then these guys would fresh still and be fit. In the same. And then they find fresh and fit and go, 99% of women are whores and liars unless it's proven differently.
It's just whores and liars for you. Yeah. If you act like a pussy, you will get fucked. Don't get me wrong. And women are supposed to. The idea of physical natural selection is gone. Like, we don't fight, and then whoever wins the fight gets to fuck all the women. There is and it's much more, you know, human interaction is much more involved. But a woman will absolutely give you shit to make sure you are the shit. It's part of the test that she understands that you are still the dude that she married or the dude that she chose in the first place. And when you show that weakness that you're not, how does the species survive if women don't pick the best men? We have to assume that there's something to that with women because of the fact that, you know, human beings have been on this earth for 200,000 years. So something is going right. Think of all the percentages of people that have been that have gone extinct, all the animals that have gone extinct simply because the wrong matings, the wrong choices were made. Let's go more with this. This breaks my heart.
Yeah.
Dude, I went to an LA party. Everyone was crowded around to get up on me. I swear to God, if I didn't have a camera or anything, I would be sitting in a corner by myself.
Well, that's where you got to learn how to, you know, have real conversations and not necessarily do it for the stream, man. Yeah.
Try to have a real conversation with somebody who you assume is a whore until proven otherwise. Try to have a genuine conversation with a whore.
So what do I do, bro? I'm so confused, man. Like, do I just I just kill myself, dude? Like,
no, you just gotta understand female nature, man. You just gotta know how girls really move, how they operate. You're young, so you're figuring it out.
That, you know, that's the first girl I've ever talked to. That's the first girl I've ever talked to in my entire life.
Yeah, so she has the advantage.
And I got attached. I'm gonna be honest.
More,
I was having dreams about her. I was daydreaming about it. It was bad, bro.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what girls do. Like, they prey on guys like you that don't know their worth.
So what's my worth? What do you think?
Well, you're a famous guy, probably doing well for yourself financially, but you don't understand your value, and girl game is you not understanding your value and manipulating you into thinking that they're, you know, they have more leverage over you. And that's what happens when girls have experience over you.
Okay, so first of all, did you hear what he thought his value was? Hey, you're an influencer, you got a lot of viewers, mm-hmm. you got money. No, bro, it ain't about that. This is also frivolous advice. That gives you zero value. It's zero value because you, all the money, we talk about it.
I won't say it gives you zero value, but it is not the measure of your character. It's definitely not the measure of your character.
You know who had a lot of money? Jeffrey Epstein. You know, what is his value? But, you know what I mean?
Like, right. But not having money is value. There is value. I mean, because there's no way. I mean, look, we watch people do horrible things for money. But we also watch people who are very disciplined and they earn money because they're disciplined, because they believe in something, or they believe there's a series of things. I mean, you know, I don't think you can just discount money.
No, but my point is that he is putting it on that, like, hey, man, you're all set. Right. You got money. And that's clearly not the problem here. The problem is that none of that is helping this kid. And he's talking about offing himself, for God's sakes, because he's so scared and confused. And this guy's advice is go marry a woman overseas and leave her over there.
And leave her over there. And it's just
so that she doesn't get corrupted or see who you really are. And this kid is in rough shape, man. I don't know where he is now at this point, but it's fucking scary. It's scary. The frivolous advice. And this kid really genuinely wants to find love and some compassion, and it ain't gonna happen this way. Fuck, he's in for a lot of heartbreak through this, a lot of damage.
And he's 19, still a virgin, and he's listening to these knuckleheads. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
It's sad, but that's why we're here. And if you want, I guess, you know, more advice, more information, if you want to avoid this, do us a favor, hit us up for a consultation if you want. If you want a consultation from Dante, you can go to DanteNero.com and click on consult. If you want a consultation from me, you could email me at advicefromharry@gmail.com. And also, Dante, they can follow us over at Patreon, right? If they want some more bonus content.
www.patreon.com/manschool202. Don't forget, on the YouTube live stream every 8:30, except for the 31st, because we're doing a live show. I'm doing a live show with Godfrey. But every 8:30 live stream on YouTube, Man School 202 page, like, subscribe, and hit that bell so that you get a notification when I go live. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? Sexual Revolutions being podcasting. Yo, I love y'all. Peace.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.